then.
And something that like this is something that people catch in the sea, and it's got a fan tail, and it's popular.
Shrimp?
Yeah. And this next part is kind of about insects, or easy part. The insect that a lot of times at night will, if they get in your house,
come. Mosquito.
Yeah. And then the type that it's got white wings and it flies around the lights.
Miller.
And now the type of thing that'll get in your clothes and lay its eggs, eat holes in the
moths.
Yeah. And if you just had one of them, you'd call
moth.
A thing that's got a light in its tail.
Lightning bug is all I've ever known.
Now this one. Now this is an insect. It's around ponds. It's got a long, thin body, filmy wings, and a lot of times people say that it's a sign that there are snakes around.
I don't know the name.
Have you heard of a snake doctor?
Oh.
Or a snake fear? Anyone? You heard of any one of them?
Not that I remember. I mean, I may have heard them, but I didn't know that's what they were called.
Oh, but I was just curious if you'd ever heard. I always heard them called snake doctors, but I didn't know. Have you ever heard that word, snake doctor? Those two words, snake doctor.
I don't remember it.
Dragonfly, you probably heard it. You might have heard it called. Stinging insect, what types of sting?
Bee, wasp.
And the type of thing that builds its nest out of mud, you call it
dirt dauber.
And the little insects, like if you walk through a field or something, they get in your skin and make big welts come up.
Ticks? Chigger?
Yeah. And the insects that hop around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
And a little fish that people use for bait.
Minnow.
And the thing that a spider makes.
Web.
And if it was like in the corner of a room, would you
call it web?
And the parts of a tree that are underneath the ground is called
root.
And a kind of tree that you tap syrup, you call it. That kind. Now, what would be like some common trees around here, common shade type trees around here?
Maple, elm, sweet gum, pin oak.
What about
mimosa tree?
Yeah. Something like that. What about sycamore?
Mm-hmm. Oak trees.
What was the kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry.
And and this is a type of bush that the leaves get real bright red, and it has little berries on it. And
Nandina.
Nandina does have this tree. I was thinking of Shumac.
Oh.
That how? Is that what you call it? What do you call it?
I don't know. I didn't know the name for it, I guess.
Oh, well, you've never heard that word then?
Yes, I've heard it. I've heard it. I just don't know it for sure. When I said I've seen it, I guess. Mm-hmm. In the woods.
Oh, but you have heard that name then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about the kind of bushes or vines or something like that that make people's skin break out when they touch them?
Poison ivy.
What kind of